They called me back. They called me for the draft, like 1 year before. But because of my eyeglasses, they didn't need me. They called me 1A limited, 1AL, 1A limited. But as soon as I got my commercial license, I shipped out.
So you wanted to go out?
Yeah, I wanted to go out as a radio operator.
Did you want to be involved in the war effort? Or?
That's right. Yeah. It made me a draft dodger, in effect.
Right.
So I didn't have to go into the Army.
Yeah.
And that was the best break of my life. And that's where I got all of my pensions and the money. I made good money, comparatively. I remember my first ship, I was paid $165 a month. I remember that much, you know.
Yeah.
And then it went way up afterwards.
The more experience you had.
Yeah.
So what was sailing during the war?
I also, between the time I actually shipped out, after the war, after the war, after 51,
yeah.
I had a job as radio paging, and I was taking care of princes on top of the Empire State Building. Uh-huh. And that's where I had the experience. It was my most creative years, was working for Aircall, where I took these machines and made them go one after the other, and the company didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And other people were asking for it.